One of the new things we've come across regarding mental health challenges in the new wars is this phenomenon where it's called TBI, traumatic brain injury. It's been labeled the signature wound of the war. Although there's some evidence to indicate that hearing injuries are just as common, and in some cases we're hearing more about eye injuries now because the physics of concussive explosions or concussive devices is such that it does lots of different things because essentially your brain is just like jello inside this thin candy wrapping. In any case, there's all kinds of pressure things that go on, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about claims for hearing kinds of things later on. In any case, let's go back to TBI for a minute. There are so many things that happen with traumatic brain injury, again, the result of mostly in this conflict or these conflicts, concussive, the IEDs going off. I have actually heard representatives of DOD compare TBI received by our soldiers to that that linebackers or defensive backs or wide receivers receive in the NFL. They're entirely different. I mean, one is an impact situation, the sports injury. It's not analogous at all to that kind of injury suffered as a result of an explosive device. In any case, one of our concerns is our concern particularly about mild and moderate TBI, and there was just a paper released last week that clearly shows long-term effects of moderate and mild TBI can lead to seizure disorder. And our concern is that the standard treatment for seizure disorder is drugs. But as soon as you start giving people drugs, you can also change their behaviors. So let's take the example of a 35-year-old combat veteran, comes home, mild or moderate TBI, several years down the road begins suffering seizure disorder. They give him or her some drugs, changes the behavior, becomes frustrating. Maybe they're losing the ability to speak, becomes more frustrating, and they lock him up. Now, that's a very drastic scenario, I understand, but that's typically the way that things go. I mentioned mental health challenges being the most costly. Actually, TBI is the most costly long-term kind of injury that can be suffered, whether it be in the civilian world or in the military world. There are very, very few places in this country. One happens to be located, believe it or not, out in Iowa, whose specialty is traumatic brain injury. It takes a team of people to work with folks who have severe brain injury. And if we shift over to the kinds of help that's needed, we're talking about social services, social workers. While there are lots of social workers out there who can deal with psychological problems, there aren't very many clinical social workers who specialize in brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries in particular. So the American public should have some concern about this later on. What are we going to be doing with these veterans 20 years down the line? And, you know, that's something that everybody should be thinking about.